السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. And for our listeners, please follow the local azan time of your locality. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hadrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasirli amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Shawwal 1445. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, and verse number 7, 8 and 9. Almighty Allah Jalla wala informs us, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and the non-Muslims would say, and they would make the statement mockingly, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, to belittle and ridicule the master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. هَلْ نَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ رَجُلْ, what must we show you? A person, yunabbi'ukum, who will inform you, idha muzziqtum kulla mumazzaqin, when your body after your death has totally disintegrated, totally decomposed, and you will be in fragments and pieces, innakum lafi khalqin jadid, then he will tell you that you will be resurrected, and there is life after death, and there will be reckoning and accountability. Aftara ala Allahi kaziba, what is he lying, fabricating against Allah? Imagine what derogatory terms they use. They all knew Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sadiqul ameen, that truthful, the most, the personality who had the most honesty, integrity. But when you start hating, then people go beyond the limit also. Ambihi jinna, or is there any insanity with him, Allah forbid? So all these derogatory, unsavory remarks and comments were uttered by them, as enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. بَلِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, nay, the truth of the matter is, those people who do not believe in the life after, the year after, they do not believe that there is after death, that there is life, there is paradise, there is hellfire, there is a day of justice, and so forth. فِي الْعَذَابِ, they will be in the punishment and chastisement. وَالضَّلَالِ الْبَعِيدِ, and they have diverted far, far away from the path which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla had showed them and chalked out for them. Now just look at today's world. See what happened in Dubai a few days ago, a few weeks ago. See what happened in Riyadh. Najd, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for the Najdis. So you see the floods there, water, so much water in Riyadh and surrounding, deep, so deep right to the knees, so knee height it was. Then you see in China and other parts of the world, Pakistan and where, as you will hear just now in the news, views and interviews. So Almighty Allah poses a question to them. Afalam yaro, O you non-Muslims, what don't you see? Ila ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, what is in front of you? What is behind you? Look at your future. Look at your history. من السماء والأرض. In the celestial creation, the skies and the heavens and the planets. And look at والأرض, the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand. And قدرت كاريشما, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. إن شاء. One is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah. The sun will rise in the east and will set in the west. But Qudratullah, the power of Allah, one day the sun will rise in the west also, and after that the doors of Tawbah and repentance will be closed. So this Almighty Allah is speaking about now is Qudratullah, the absolute power, authority, sovereignty, majesty of Almighty Allah. In Nasha', if we decreed and will, Nakhsif bihimul ard, we will sink you into the earth as we did with Qarun, the multi-millionaire, multi-trillionaire. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ He, his assets, all of them swallowed into the earth, sunk into the earth, finished history. So remember, if we want, we will certainly let you also go sink into the earth and you'll be swallowed there. Oh, نُسْقِطْ عَلَيْهِمْ كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Or we will send upon you a portion of the punishment from the sky. You see the lightning, you see the hail, you see the thunder, you see the floods. So all these are punishment from Almighty Allah. Allah is just showing us examples and samples. Look at Dubai, in matter of one day, less than a day, $1 billion, $1 trillion disaster it was. Because they thought that they can do what they want to. Hosting, you must remember, the mushrikeen and idol worshippers and Hindu temples. Making peace with the Jutlas, the haram accursed nation, and they thought they were very enlightened. Inna fi dhalika la aya, in that there are signs, but for who? Not for everybody. Likulli abadim munib, for every slave and servant who is munib. Beautiful name for your son and daughter, Muniba. Munib, one who keeps on turning to Almighty Allah and begging Allah for qabooliyat and acceptance, begging Almighty Allah for repentance. Ya Allah, forgive me for my sins and transgression. I admit to my guilt. There are no mitigating circumstances that I am guilty as charged. And how Almighty Allah loves that when that slave and servant is sincere and he begs Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for forgiveness. And therefore Almighty Allah motivates and inspires us. Chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, that never ever become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And that is, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala will always forgive your sins. But we have to be sincere and don't go back to those vices and evil. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 22nd of Shawwal, 1445, the Gaza genocide continues, day number 209. We present to you locally, nationally, internationally, and globally news, views, and interviews. More than 300 students arrested in the United States. In this Gaza war, the perfume and fragrance of Gaza permeating the world and the universities in America. What do we see? That there is no freedom of speech. All that was just lip service by the white man, by the white hegemony. Here there is freedom of speech when they said Gaza must be free, no genocide, Palestine must be free, from the river to the sea, it must be free. So because of that you're expelling your students, because of that you are going there and hunting the women and the men, so and brutal tactics and so forth. Shame on you, America. It shows that your freedom of speech, freedom of association, women's rights, you have kicked all of them out, remember. Because in the words of George Galloway, you are like pigs, and the pigs that have some lipstick on it. That's exactly what you are. And we will name you, shame you, and nail you, remember that. In California, the mayor and the leader there, they say the governor that you shouldn't go certain amount of time and you better go home, otherwise you'll be arrested. Some students have been expelled. Some of them cannot even write the examinations and they got only 2-3 weeks. So all this shows you. Look at the hypocrisy of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So now they know the pressure is on. Blinken, the war criminal, is there. So just to show him and few international journalists, they opened the Eretz border, you see? And they said, no, see, we open a new road for more and more aid to go into Gaza. But the problem is that this aid is going to northern Gaza, where you, the apartheid terrorist Nazi rogue regime, have expelled and displaced 75% of the Palestinians. So who's fooling who? So remember, you think everybody belongs to the zoo. You haramis, you war criminals, you are guilty of ethnic cleansing and genocide. The whole world sees that. You will never come out from this. This punishment, Allah said, chapter 7, verse 167, will continue till the day of justice. So remember that if there's a deal cut with Hamas, then one party there, Zionist party, says that they will resign. They say that this will be a white flag and admitting defeat and granting victory to Hamas. So among themselves, everything you want to know, you will find in the Quran Sharif. You will find in the Sunnah Mubarakah, chapter 59, verse 14, Ba'asuhum Bainahum Shadid. The Jutlas and the Jews, they will be fighting severely among themselves, Quran says. Tahsabuhum Jami'a. You think they are united, Wa Qulubuhum Shatta. Whilst their hearts are totally fragmented. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no intelligence and no brains, no aqal, you can see. So common sense nowadays is no more common. Hamas says this Blinken is behaving and carrying on like the foreign minister of Israel, not like the foreign minister of America. He wants to put so much pressure on him, on them. So simple. That for what you want to put pressure on us? Thrice when there was, you must remember the vote at the United Nations, that for a ceasefire, then you were the one, you haramis, super criminals and super war, you must remember criminals and war makers and war to destroy. You are the ones who are guilty of so many crimes, war crimes and so forth. You vetoed it. Similarly, after that, when Palestine said they want full statehood, full membership in United Nations, again you vetoed it. So you should be the last one to talk. See humiliation and disgrace upon disgrace. Colombia to cut ties, diplomatic ties with Israel. They told Israel, you go to hell. I've been to Colombia. And the Latin American countries, majority of them, they hate El Jutlas and they hate America and Israel. Russia hits the Ukrainian military headquarters. That's why I like you, Putin. You're not a harami only, you're the big harami. In this world, we need some big, big haramis to take out their big, big salvos. So imagine to hit the Ukrainian military headquarters. So we must make dua that Putin becomes Muslim. He can become Amirul Jaish, our commander-in-chief, because he's been through it all, and he's the only guy who gives America a good bloody nose, and Israel and Europe and NATO. Therefore we like him. But there's a big harami. Fight erupts in Georgian parliament. Why? They don't want, you must remember, freedom of press, freedom of association, and they fist one another, one left hook and one right hook, and all that goes on. This is a modern society, Georgian parliament. Turkey, now Erdogan jumping on the bandwagon. Turkey to join South Africa. Viva South Africa. In the genocide case at this ICJ. So Turkey say, we also joining South Africa. So South Africa has played a leading role. For that we must promote, we must congratulate and salute the ANC and the government. What is the truth? Is the truth. Pakistan, no, they don't want to pay taxes. So remember, less than 10 million people are paying taxes in a population of 220 million. So what the government decided, that all these guys who have to pay tax and mega tax, and they don't pay, their cell phones are blocked. So many thousands, lakho ke hisab se, hundreds of thousands, they find suddenly their cell phones are blocked and they cannot access it. Bad news for Pakistan, in most parts of Pakistan, that the bumper crops, bumper harvests have been destroyed because of excessive rain, and now they will have to import and so forth. Big problems, as it is, they're suffering as then economically, politically, militarily. Now listen to this one here. Can you imagine this story? America criticizes Russia for using arms, such arms that they say are not really acceptable against Ukraine. What the hell are you doing and giving every type of modern arms to Israel to murder and to kill our babies, our children, our innocent civilians? More than 40,000 are murdered and killed by you. The absolute majority, 80-90%, innocent people, babies, children, and you are the biggest supplier of arms, money, and all support. So you should shut your mouth, America. Remember that. Don't come and criticize Russia and other countries. See, Trump woke up from his slumber after seeing a big storm. So Trump says, maybe I also will cut aid to Israel. Can you believe that? So how the tide is turning, because the pressure is on them now. The people of America are seeing that they were messes and in asses, you know. So they were fools. Al-awam kal-an'am. They are giving Ukraine billions and billions. They are giving Israel billions and billions for the past 75 years. They are giving this Taiwan billions and billions. But what about us? It's our taxpayers' money you're using. It's not your father's money or your grandfather's money. So we will kick you out. See, China also, who want to be, have aspirations to become another big superpower. So you know their names are very difficult to pronounce. So Gonzu or something. So anyway, 36 people dead there because of floods, and one highway caved in. So many, many people, remember, injured and so forth. Everywhere Allah is showing us His absolute power. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَةِ. Almighty Allah is warning His servants. I will crush your systems, your biggest highways, your biggest hotels, your biggest towers. I will smash them to smotherings in a matter of seconds. So Hamas say, we want a permanent ceasefire. Israel says, no, there will only be a pause, whether it's 30 days, 40 days. Now you remove all your, you must remember, favoritism, injustice. Is Hamas proposal a fair one or not? If you speak about peace. So the precursor for peace has to be justice. No justice, no peace. So you want war, we continue with the war. The world is with us now. In the Haaretz newspaper is mentioned that the settlers don't only steal the land of the Palestinians, but they steal their sheep also. So if I say it is in the DNA of the Jutlas that they'll keep on stealing. They're haramis. For what Allah cursed them, not once, not twice, but several places in the noble Quran. Because they are a nation, you must remember, who have corruption, theft, stealing in their DNA. And see how they want to steal everything. Look at the Minister of Finance, Smotrich. This is the lead article in the editorial, remember, of the Haaretz newspaper of yesterday. Smotrich must pay a price for his repeated call of genocide in Gaza. So repeatedly he's saying there must be no half measures. We must annihilate them. Now, can you believe if any other politician in the world had to make a statement like that, then news will carry on for weeks and weeks. And as a Muslim, it will carry on for months that they want to wipe out Israel from the face of the earth. But that's exactly what Smotrich is saying. We must wipe out Gaza from the face of the earth. Smotrich, your name is rich, but we're going to hang you, inshallah, once we get power. So Ghana, now look at Sunak and the whiteys, Chor Bazaar, in the words of Shashi Tharoor. Shashi Tharoor is the senior politician of the Congress there in India. Shashi Tharoor say, ye sab Chor Bazaar wale hai. So you need to know some Hindi and some Urdu to understand that. He say the British, remember that, they stole all this in the 19th century from West Indies, from South Africa, from India, from Ghana. So now they send back some artifacts for the people of Ghana to see is on display. Go and see what white men stole from you, O Africans. But remember, we're not sending it back to you forever. It's just for display, and it must be then sent back to Britain. That is your Chor Bazaar. Go and visit the museums and go see what they stole from there. That's the white man's mentality. Keep on stealing and keep on keeping control, the white hegemony. Let's come to South African stories. Now the elections is getting hot, you must remember. So I'm taking the names of all these jokers and clowns one by one. Thabo Mbeki woke up. Thabo can't forgive JZ, you understood? Because they all got recalled. So Thabo Mbeki has a go at Jacob Zuma and say, Jacob, you are a wolf in sheep clothing, sheepskin. How's that now? So that's the ANC and the former presidents giving a go to one another. Malema said yesterday, do you know where he said this? He said this in Haman's Kraal. Do you know where's Haman's Kraal? When you go from Pretoria, there's the word I use many a time, when you travel from there, Pretoria, towards Polokwane, Makupani, Port Gietersrus, and all that, Petersburg, the old name, now is Polokwane, Makupani, Potties, and that, you will see a big boat there. One day they invited me, there's some brothers there, and mashallah, I had to perform Jummah Salah there in Haman's Kraal. Now listen to what Malema says, right? Because the elections are coming. Malema says whether it is a worker in the garage, or whether it is a janitor, or whether it is a street worker, whatever it is, meaning people who are doing the lowest type of work, what people consider to be lowest, their minimum wages will be 7,500 rand. We can't give them all this 2, 3, 4, 5,000. Minimum 7,500 rand. And those brothers and people working there in the mines, for their minimum wages 17,500. Very good, Mr. Malema. But I want to pose one question to you. The question is this: when I look at South Africa, I'm not aligned to any party. I'm an independent person, an independent analyst. Let's look at the nice word that is. So I'm posing this question to you. When I look at South Africa, I see that 50% or 50% plus are on grant. They're just receiving money from South Africa. South Africa has become like a welfare state. And if you look at your tax base, that the people really paying taxes, you must remember it's decreasing every year. So you got 40%, then 35%, then 30%. So you can promise the people 7,500 or 10,000 or 17,000. But the question will arise from where the money will come. Any party that becomes the government, then they are not worried about the people. You must remember they're worried about the party. That is where Islam divergence takes place with all these kuffar system. In Islam, the Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, will have the welfare of the people at heart, and not the welfare of himself and his family and party and so forth. So therefore, this party politics are a curse, and therefore people are rebelling. And then another fear for South Africa, 29th May, will be voter apathy. There is a deficit trust, you must remember. A trust deficit in there. Nobody from the youth and people trust the politicians. All of them chores, whole lot of them crooks. Everybody just for their own party and their own pocket. That is what you will find on the street. You say that sugar wena, just get out, man. You're all the same, you must remember. Now look at DA. DA went and their leader went to roast, and you must remember he roasted the PA. So DA, the Devil's Alliance, and PA, you must remember that, they call them the Paul Small Alliance. So Paul Small, so DA said that these are mercenaries, and they kicked out our mayor and they put a gangster mayor. Go read what he said. So yesterday I was listening to them. So they clowns, these people. So I want to ask you, DA, let's say your statement is true, hypothetically, right? PA are mercenaries, the minor parties and small parties are mercenaries. What is DA? Aren't you mercenaries? Aren't you taking help from America or from Israel and so forth? Therefore, you glorified the genocide. You said one man's freedom is another man's genocide. One man's genocide is another person's freedom. Didn't you say that? So that is why we're saying to all of you in the Western Cape and to the whole of South Africa, for you Muslims to vote for DA and the Devil's Alliance is absolutely haram. They're 100% pro-Israel and dead against the Palestinians. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Cyril woke up yesterday and they all were busy. May Day, they said, no, we must work more. So what they said, Cyril says, we will win more than 50%. You see, when politicians speak, you must go there. Baina sutur. That's in Arabic term. You must look at the underlying what they're saying. They're fearing ANC, and most probably it will happen, that their support base will decline to less than 50%. And we pray and we hope that the DA also, that their support base in Western Cape must come to less than 50%. And then you will see coalition politics, and then you will see how the clowns in the circus will behave. Every month, every term, 3rd month, 6 months, you will have a new mayor, and there will be just rows and ructions going on. That is our story, the comedy of 30 years of democracy in South Africa. That is the summary of the whole thing. Okay, today our program will be, inshallah, Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mohd Zaid, 8:30 to 9. Then in the fiqh program, 11 to 12, Ziyarat in Medina. You're going for Umrah, you're going for Hajj, which places you should visit in Medina Munawwara. 1 to 2, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Jima Salim, we have our 25 minutes, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, at Top Kapi Palace in Istanbul, they claim to exhibit the beard hair, miswak, turban, and a range of other items which they say belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this true or fabricated?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You, the non-Muslim listeners, also post your question. Inshallah, Mohd Salim will give it preference. Our Junaid Mota, if it is a non-Muslim question, send it through to Mohd Salim. So inshallah, we don't want that it must be only for Muslims. So non-Muslims, whatever is on your mind, you don't have to apologize. You ask. None of your questions will be censored. Remember that. So you see, you need to understand the history. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Then you have the Khulafa'i Rashidin, so that is for 30 years. Then in the year 41, you must remember Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu rules, the Umayyad dynasty. Syria has become the capital, and they rule for 95 years plus minus, give and take. Then you have the Abbasid rule, so that is, you must remember, for 525 years, and the seat of leadership is in Baghdad and Iraq and so forth. Thereafter, you have 640 years plus minus of the Ottoman Empire, Khilafat Uthmaniyah. So all this is 100% authentic. When they feared, you must remember, there will be turmoil and war and so forth. So they transferred everything there to Turkey. So 100% is the truth, remember. I visited it 3-4 times, I think, too. I can't remember. But minimum is thrice. There, Topkapi, and every person going to Turkey, Istanbul, don't only go there for your Turkish delights and other things. Go and visit the grave Mubarak of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anh. Do you know who performed this Salatul Janaza? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh, whose son Yazid, and he So Yazid is not Sahabi, he's Tabi'i. So you must remember that he, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, made wasiyat and said that Yazid must perform my Salatul Janaza. But today the Shias, they make them all kuffar. But the Sunnis also got a lot of things. So sometime we must balance our things, not just go talk some negative things, there's positive things also. And go visit the Topkapi Museum, we will encourage that 100%.
Mufti Saab, can I steal photos of myself that others keep if they refuse to sell it to me? I'm particularly concerned about the ones my parents keep and display.
Remember that if parents have got albums, photos and so forth, whilst you were growing up in your formative years, and you got photos of other people and so forth, so what you want to buy it and all that? Once you have access to it, you must take it and burn it. That is what you must do. So in Islam, there's no such thing that, oh, we must keep it as memory and so forth. People's parents pass away and then they keep their father's photo, mother's photo. In Islam, all that is not permissible. لَا تَدْخُلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ سُورَةٌ أَوْ كَلْبٌ. Go open Bukhari Sharif, go open Musnad Ahmad Mishka Sharif. The Malaika and angels of mercy will not enter that room and that house where there are animate objects. So now you tell me about the TV and the video and all these type of things. Oh, kalbun, oh, where there's a dog, a pet dog, so running around the house and all that, they sleep with it and it's in, out and all. Hunting dog, security dog, all that permissible. Pet dog, totally haram and not permissible. So therefore, in Islam, you don't have to buy it and sell it, you must burn it and destroy it. Finish. Nerehe bans, nabaje bansri. Get rid of it.
Mufti Saab, being addicted to drugs is one thing, taking it randomly is another. Can a person perform salah in the condition of being high? Does this remove him from the fold of Islam? And how long does it take to clear from one's body? Alcohol takes 40 days.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Oh, you who have true iman, that do not even come near your salat and your prayer when you are in the state of intoxication. So la taqrabu salat, don't even come near there. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. And today people want to look for loopholes. Now let us look at this question and just analyze it a little bit. A person says, one person is addicted to drugs, alcohol and intoxicants and so. But the other one just takes it occasionally, when he's with his friends, when he's at a pani party with his girlfriend, boyfriend, gay partner and Allah forbid. We know all these things happening. That crazy lady goes in with a casket, can you believe that? Then I see it's a Muslim name, so many people. So obviously any person can understand all this is haram. You're making a mockery of Islam. So let's come back to Islam, to the question here. So my brother, understand what Quran Sharif is saying. Number one, la taqrabu salat wa antum sukara. You can't even go near salat and prayer and the masjid when you are in the state of intoxicant and so forth. So that is not permissible. You read salat at home and so forth. If you want the reference of this verse, go open chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 43, and there you will find it. Second one, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma askara kathiruhu fa qaliluhu haram. What intoxicates in large quantities, the minute quality, the minimum also, so that also is absolutely haram and not permissible. Second one. Third one, alcohol, gambling in all shape, form, sizes, absolutely haram. The Quran Sharif teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places. إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. Chapter number 5, verse number 1991. And Allah says there's alcohol, intoxicants, gambling, and at the altar they go there, place their idols, and then they have all the slaughtering to their idols, dedicating it, or they are casting of lots and so forth, and raffle, and you know, putting money like how today. So all this is napak, is impure. Min amali shaitan, the handiwork of Satan, Lucifer. Fajtanibu, you must abstain from that. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you must remember you be successful. Man sharib al khamra, whosoever takes alcohol, drugs, intoxicants, lam yakbalillahu lahu salatan arba'ina sabaha. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find. Whoever takes alcohol, drugs, intoxicants, for 40 days, that person's salat is not accepted. Allah forbid, aliyazu billahi, doesn't mean you mustn't read salat for 40 days. You must be reading salat more and begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. We all can fall any time. We are ordinary mortals and people. So Allah alone protects us. Remember that. So this means even if you perform your salat, you will not obtain and receive the maximum optimum reward. You will receive the minimum reward. So whether it's alcohol, whether it's a red wine or pink wine or yellow wine, we don't know all these things. Or whether it is the daru, or whether it's a juala, or whether it is duck and tuck and whatever. When I used to do programs for Cape Town, they used to tell me halafat by a tuck. So I said on some mensa as duck for the tuck off. So if you know Afrikaans, you must remember that. So people are fed up with all these things here. So remember, in Islam, whether you are an addict or a casual one, that the law will apply the same. And once you admit to your guilt, or you are found guilty, two male witnesses see you and they saw that you are high, as the word you use, will give you 80 lashes in public, so that it is a deterrent to humanity and posterity.
Of Kitab, I heard the Molana quoting a hadith that a man can beat up his wife. You say not permissible. Are you going against the hadith?
So you must remember that when people don't understand, you must remember Quran and Sunnah. So therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, Kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. Sayyidina Ali was a genius. In his time, they were the Khawarij. The Khawarij were such crazy people that they said even Sayyidina Ali is out of the fold of Islam. Allah forbid. We say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajah. They used to say Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nakal kufr, kufr nabashid, naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin. So they used to say Ali waj sawad Allah wajahu. Allah ta'ala darken his face. So Allah forbid. So then he used to tell them, you quoting from Quran and Sunnah, that is kalimatu haqq, the word is the truth. Wa iradatul batil, but the meaning you are taking is totally, you must remember, batil, and the meaning and interpretation you are taking is batil and is falsehood and not acceptable. So same thing this Maulana is doing, or whoever it is. So let's go to Quran Sharif number 1, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and first verse number 34. So wahjuruhunna fil madaji wadribuhun. What is the word used there? Wadribuhun. So does wadribuhun mean you take out the belt and you hit your wife? Does it mean you hit her with your hand and your arm and so forth? Obviously it doesn't mean that. That's absolutely haram. I say publicly and openly, and I'm repeating and reiterating now. Any wife that the husband assaults her, beats her up, leave all the Maulanas and the Jamiats and Muftis, leave me, leave everybody. You go straight to the police and you charge him for assault. Let him go there and be charged, and they must put him in prison. Keep him there the weekend, they can panel beat him properly. Then he will know what Islam is teaching. So remember that only ignorant people of Quran and Sunnah can make a meeting like that. You can go beat your wife up and so forth. Go study the word daraba yadribu in Quran. Go study. Wa idha darabtum fil ardi falaysa alaykum. Darabtum can mean to travel. Darabtum can mean go see about Suratul Kahf. Therefore, we are supposed to read Surah Kahf every Thursday night, every Friday. There are so many lessons there. Fadarabna ala adhanihim. You see, the word darabna is used. So there you must remember what is the meaning for darabna ala adhanihim. That you must remember what we did, that we just tapped their ears. So tapping is the meaning. So a darbe khafif, there must be no marks, there must be no scar, there must be no nothing. That is the meaning Almighty Allah is telling us. So there are qara'in and there are lessons to be learned. Yeah, when you study the noble Quran. But when people, maybe that Maulana is one of those crazy guys, he wants to beat up his wife and so forth, and say, see, it's in the Quran, see, it's in the hadith and so forth. We reject that totally. It's absolutely haram and unlawful for any person to go and beat up his wife and his so forth, and you must go straight to the prison, you must go straight to the police station and lay a charge of assault. That is what Islam teaches us. What you think your wife is a, you must remember, some punching bag or something. You want to fight there, come fight with us, with the men. What, you are such a sissy that you want to take on your wife and your Slovika gender and so forth? So we need to understand properly and study Quran properly. Gee, we reject that notion.
Mufti Sahab, why must we do things in odd numbers? Even is nicer.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Almighty Allah made Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam the perfect and the best role model. He habibuna rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith. So what did he say? Inna Allah ta'ala witrun yuhibbul witra. Allah ta'ala is odd number one. So remember that Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, inna Allah ta'ala witrun. So remember Almighty Allah jalla wa ala is odd number. And chapter 112, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ had one, so if no question about that. And yuhibbul witra, loves odd numbers, so 3, 5, 7, like that. So Laylatul Qadr, 7th, 27th night, like that. 7 times around the Baytullah Tawaf, Safa Marwa, 7, 7 skies, 7 earth, so like that. So many examples one can give. فَأُوْتِرُوا يَا أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ. So read witr salat. You read 1 rakat, you read 3 rakat, you read 5 rakat, you read 7 rakat, you read 9 rakat, you read 11 rakat. All permissible according to Shafis and them. Hanafis say 3 rakat, لا يُزَادُ وَلَا يُنْقَسْ. Finish 3 rakat. But Shafis and them, they say you can read minimum 1, maximum 11, and the best is 3. So we should understand that all this is wahi and revelation. And whenever there is a contradiction, conflict in our mind between aqal and naqal, our so-called intelligence and intellect, and wahi and revelation, then revelation must always be given preference. In your English language, when there is a conflict between reason and revelation, then revelation must always be given preference.
Mufti Sahab, the consumption of crab, is it permissible? Some say it is totally permissible, some say it's haram.
Remember that again, you have to go, you mustn't think these fuqaha and jurors, they speak from their pockets, you know. They gave their whole life, they went to jail, they were punished, tortured, all that. And Allah chose them, selected them for the benefit of humanity. So let me give it to you so you understand properly. Go open Tirmidhi, go open Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Sahaba came, Ya Rasulullah, I'm giving you the incident. An incident takes place and then verses of the noble Quran get revealed. You call it Sababun Nuzul. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an in Ghar Thawr. On the occasion of Hijrah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is so concerned about the Master alayhi salam. So Allah revealed the verse to pacify and console them. And what did Allah say? La tahzan inna Allah idh yaqulu li sahibihi, la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, address your companion. The thaniyath nain, the second of the two, you, the first one, he's the second. Therefore is the greatest person to walk on this earth, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, after the prophets and messengers alayhi wa salam. إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن, don't worry, don't be sad, إن الله معنا, أي إن رحمة الله معنا, إن نصرة الله معنا, Allah's mercy, Allah's divine help is with us, with me, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq. So that you call sababun nuzul, the reason why the verse was revealed, or verses in some cases. Now an incident takes place and the Master alayhi salam passes a judgment. So that you call sababul wurud. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah has written books on this, remember, and it is called sababul wurud, asbabul wurud. So I have all these books with Allah's help. So Sahaba asked, go open Tirmidhi, go open Ibn Majah, inna narkabul bahr. We travel on the sea, on the water, on the ocean. وَنَحْمِلُ مَعَنَا الْقَلِيلِ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. We carry a little bit drinking water. If we use this water for wuzu, ghusl, and bathing, ablution, atishna, then we will be dying of thirst. So can we use the water of the ocean? We know it's salty water and so forth. So that was the reason for the question. So the Master, alayhi salatu salam, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, ma'uhu tuhur, that the water you use is tahir, mutahir, you use it for everything, for hudu, ablution, ghusl, and whatever. وَالْحِلُّ مَيْتَتُهُ, and what is in the ocean is halal. So whether it is crab, whether it is greyfish, whether it is snake, whether it is this, whether it is that, everything halal. That is what Imam Shafi says, إِلَّا الدِّفْدَى. إِلَّا الدِّفْدَى means except the frog. Because the hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, نَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْ قَتْلِ الدِّفْدَى, or the fadi. So you can't kill frogs and so forth. So everything else is permissible. So the Malikis and the Hanbalis also agree to a great extent. They have some exceptions and exclusions, but in principle they agree with it. The Hanafis, on the other hand, they say the direct opposite. They say to be halal, it must be fish. It must belong to the fish family. If it doesn't belong to the fish family, take the question you ask crab. So it doesn't belong to the fish family. So from where did Hanafis get this? Go open Abu Dawood, go open Mishkat and so forth. Quran Kareem says, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالْدَّمُ, that carrion is haram for you. That your animal dies a natural death, or it was slaughtered, but not in the prescribed manner, and blood, such blood that is flowing and so forth, دَمَمْ مَسْفُ. So Quran says it's haram and not permissible. But he, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went and he elaborated, go open, you must remember Abu Dawood and so forth, Uhillat lana al-maytatan wa-daman, two mayta, two carrion are permissible for us, as-samaku wal-jarad, one is the fish and one is locust, and the daman, the blood, is permissible for us, al-kabidu wa-tihal, one is the liver and one is the spleen. So it's not that they come from their pocket, you know. So therefore, Hanafis will rule crab not permissible. And remember, Shafis, Hanbalis, Malikis will say permissible. And we leave it there, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan to all the listeners. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All you youngsters, you want to become a great Hafiz, great Alim, great scholar, then tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, read Surah Yasin, read Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, day in the 21st Subara, and Surah Mulk, Allah will bless you. For retentive memory, hadith in Tirmidhi, Thalathan, O Khamsan, O Sab'an. Do it for 3 consecutive weeks, or 5 weeks, or 7 weeks. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.